It is a joy to be with you tonight. We're thankful for the privilege to come, and that reminds me, that DVD, that God can do a lot with a little. You know, even when we give Him our all, He still has very little. But that God would find us faithful. And, you know, don't say you can't do it or it's impossible. At least don't say that. We can't do it, but God can. And God can use you if you're humble. If you think you can get it all done, and you probably won't work. But if you realize you can't, let God do it. There's no telling what God will do. Brother Samuel Allen said there's no tellings, and that's the truth of it. But we'd ask you to pray for us that the Lord would have His way. Three things about the ministry mentioned there, but I'd like to reiterate that, is that, number one, the evangelism. You know, we can't promise a church anywhere we go. We can't say, we'll get a church started here. We just can't do that. But we can sure try to be faithful to God and give the Word of God out and try to see folks saved and let the Lord establish a group of believers, amen, around the fundamentals of the Word of God, the good Word of God, brother. I'm glad we've got it. Amen for that. But you pray for us. I realize that many that we talk to will be in Catholicism. This is mi primera comunión, Catecismo del Niño. And so probably letter for letter, there's more blasphemy in here than any book I've ever read. But just for instance, and usually when you talk to the majority of the Hispanics that I've talked with and know, usually will cite this before they will the Word of God. And you know what? If you were in that condition and you knew what you knew now, you'd want somebody to come to you and tell you about the Lord Jesus. Hey, we need to give the Word of God out, amen? Just need to do that. Here it has, you know, probably the least things you could get wrong in the Word of God is the Ten Commandments, right? It was written on stone with the finger of God and given to Moses. So you ought not get that wrong, amen? So right here, I want to interpret it. It says, the first commandment is to love God above all things. Now, is that biblical? Is that Bible? You're to love God above things. Is that what the Bible said? That's not what the Bible said. What did the Bible say? Well, if you're going to go to the New Testament, it says with all your heart, mind, and might. Big difference there. But the first commandments, Exodus 20, around about verse 3, you don't have no other gods before me. That's what the Lord said. What's the second commandment of Exodus 20? You're not to make what? Not to make any graven images. You're not to bow down to them. You're not to honor them. You're not to do that. All right, here's the second commandment. Not to take the name of God in vain. What happened? They took the second one out. Now, this is authorized by the Roman Catholic Church, brother. It says here, the Jesuits of Mexico. So I know it's got to be, you know, authorized. So the second one, they took it out. So when you take one out, what do you got to do? You got to replace it with something. All right, listen to this third one. See if this is in the Ten Commandments. Sanctify the feast. Is that in the Ten Commandments? Brother, that's not even close. And they talk about Protestant propaganda. brother, that's a false religion. And you know what a religion will do for you? Send you to hell. Amen. And brother, what they've done here is just nothing short of blasphemous, really. It's an error, yes. But it goes beyond that and other things in here as well. But it says sanctify the feast. What do you think that means? And being said, they put it in and they can give the meaning they want. Well, obviously the feasts were those feast days for the saints and the Virgin Mary and so on. Well, they need to sanctify them because the biggest part of that's a big drum. Anybody here know anything about that? Anything about, okay. Just good, helpful to ask, amen, anyhow. But what a mess. And then I'm glad we can take something better. We can take them the Word of God. Amen. Amen. And so I praise the Lord for that. Number two is the preparation of materials and trying to prepare things with a little bit of the old school in it and have a little bit of grit in it if possible. Amen. And so that is with Titus, the study we did on that. Retratos en Proverbios, portraits in Proverbs, just a little study there. The Introducción a la Homiletica, homiletics class, we gave that in Greenville, and eight men got up and gave a message after that. And we appreciate those that are willing to be used of the Lord. And then, una salvación tan grande, and so great salvation. Appreciate the Lord allowing us to have a little part of getting something together. And hopefully, it'll have as much of the old school and just be expositional from the Word of God. And then we've just gone through the book of Hebrews, and we want to get that in an outline form. And we'd ask you prayers about, see, all this is around the Word of God. It's centered around God's Word. And so we'd ask you prayers there. Third thing is the Word of God. And I'm glad you can hold up the Word of God and you say, I've got it for the English-speaking people. It's the King James Bible, amen? I mean, that old King James, amen? Thank God for that. That's settled, amen. If you hadn't got that settled, and you hadn't got much settled, amen, yeah. You, like Brother Roloff said, you need to borrow some conviction until you get your own, amen. And so I'll tell you, brother, you could borrow some. Wouldn't hurt a bit. But I'll tell you, you can hold it up without any doubt and say it's the Word of God for the English-speaking people. And pray. And I thank God for those men that are working on the Word of God. We tried to, I can only give a little grain of sand, a little grain of salt, I guess you'd say. But I want to do what I can. I'll try to help men that are trying to do right, don't you? And I'll hold their hands up. If trying to do right, hold their hands up, amen? If they're doing wrong, fight it. If they're doing right, help it, amen. I don't know. But anyway, we're not looking for a fight, amen? I don't know about you. I don't like look for them. They'll make it. They'll find you normally. But anyway, I want you to notice some problems and what I think you know. Number one is to know the problem, and I think this is the problem. It's the 1960, and we've got all of the Bibles in Spanish from the 1569, 1602, the 1865, 1909, then this one. And then the brethren that are working on it to make those things right. And I appreciate that. Let me give you a Bible. I want you to just, you can at least know. I know that it won't mean a whole lot. But you can kind of know what I'm talking about when I say this is the problem. Look at Matthew chapter 5. And in Matthew chapter 5, in the 1960, and the most corrupt of all of them, and we used the old when we went down in 85. And have now come out with the RVG, which Brother Gomez has worked hard on that. And no doubt a good man, a godly man. And we can use that, we believe. And we'd like to use the old, as much of the old word as you can get me. Amen. I'm just believe it's right. It's not like the brother said. You know, and I think another thing that goes along with what he was saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it. There's another sort of thing to go along with that work, amen? And try not to break it, but if it's not broken, don't fix it. And I believe that. Matthew 5, and in verse 22, I'm just going to kind of translate this, and you find what they've left out. They left out a word here, or words. It said, "But I say unto you that whosoever shall be angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment." Without a cause, left out. It's in that 1569, it's in the 1602, it's in the 1865, it's in the 1909, and they didn't just miss it, they took it out. And brother, the Bible said, "Be angry and sin not." Jesus was angry, and he had a cause. It was not outside of himself or losing your anger. You know, that's not it. That's ungodly anger. Amen. Luke chapter 2. There's something that's been changed here. There's a change that's been made. See if you can get this one in Luke 2:22. "And when the days of the purification of them according to the law of Moses was fulfilled." Her purification. Here it has their purification, including the Lord Jesus. No, he was presented, but Mary was purified. And so we see that they've got that wrong as well, an error. And it's also corrected in those old versions. It's amazing how those old ones get it right. And then here comes along, you know, the new one. They can't keep it right. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And we'll be through maybe this one and one more. Just kind of get an idea thank God, we can at least know what the problem is. Hallelujah. But I am not ashamed of the gospel, Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation. What they leave out, take out. Of Christ. Which gospel? Gospel of Christ. Took it out. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. A brother over there in Gainesville, Georgia, we had set up a meeting. We were going there and we were going to preach in Spanish. And he called me back and he said, "Brother," he said, "the constitution here of our church says you can only use the 1960, this one." And I said, "Brother, well, I just can't do it then. Sorry, I just can't do that. It's got too many corruptions in it." And he said, "Well, you know, that's what our constitution has." And they always tell you, don't worry about that, just win souls, don't worry. And anyway, I said, "No, can't do that, sorry, I'd be willing to use the old." We use it years and years, in 85 and after that. And he said, "Well, you got to use the 60. Isn't that amazing? You put in your constitution, you can only use the worst one. At least you could have left it out and said, we don't have a preference. Because you don't. You sure don't have a conviction unless you have a construed idea of conviction. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Here it says, "Desire as children recently born the spiritual milk of the word," it would be, "that you may grow into salvation." What was changed? Grow what? Into salvation. That's not in your Bible. It says here, "para que por ella crezcáis para salvación." Para always has the idea of going to or towards. Para is usually, or as far as I know, it's directional. Por would have been different. But it's para, and that you would grow unto or in salvation, whichever you would want to, whichever you'd say there. And I don't know how they say it, but it says grow thereby. And so they've got it better in the 1909. So just pray for us. The Lord would give us wisdom in that. Amen. We covet your prayers. We really do. We need the Lord's help, the Lord's touch. And without Him, we can do nothing. That's the good one there, brother. All right. Holy, Santa Biblia. If you notice on the very old ones, it has Sagrada, which means basically the same thing. Santa, Sagrada, the Holy Bible. That's the meaning of it. And so we do covet your prayers. We need the Lord's help. We really do. About finding a house, number one, hallelujah. Trying to come up here above the Mason-Dixon line, believe it or not. And we're below. I believe I need a house over here then, amen? And we'll work above. We'll live below. No, don't take any offense, brethren. I'm just joking, amen? But I'm seriously joking, but I'm joking, amen? But we'll pray for us about that. Lord, to provide a place to live. And we'll work somewhere between Lancaster. Maybe you have to find a house between there and Kennett Square, Avondale, Oxford. We don't know exactly where. And we're not 100% sure. There's Brother Anthony over there working in Calvary Baptist Church in Avondale. And you have about seven folk. And we may be just independent and start out, you know, independent of that. Or may work with him. I'm praying, Lord, to give us wisdom. and give us His will. I know the brother had a question. I don't know if there's any more. But if not, we're in Jeremiah chapter number 2. Jeremiah and chapter number 2 for a few minutes in the Word of God. A few minutes in the Word of God. And in Jeremiah chapter 2, if you have your place, stand for the reading of the Word of God. Jeremiah in chapter number 2, verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, and the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. God will defend Israel. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, What iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain. You can be seated and help me pray. Our Father, we thank you for the good word of God. Lord, we bless you tonight, Lord, that we have the privilege to open the word and read in the scriptures the words of God. And Father, Lord, you said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Now I pray that you'll use it tonight and help God's people and save that one that's never been saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just for a few moments tonight from Jeremiah and chapter 2. Now, Jeremiah was absolutely the weeping prophet and is the prophet of God that suffered greatly at the hands of Israel. His message was, Thus saith the Lord. And it was not a popular message. It was not an easy message. When every prophet said, Peace, peace, Jeremiah had to come back and say that we're going in to Babylonian captivity. And brother, there are a lot of parallels in Jeremiah to our day. Even in this country, brother, the crown has fallen in America, and there is none, and she's gone away from God and forgotten God. Now we've even elected one that is really against God, amen, and against the things of God, and so many others, not just one, brother, there's been a bunch of them, amen. And so I want you to notice in the Word of God, in our day, many are going away from God, even in the church, and a lot of times a Baptist church, brother, you don't know what you're stepping into when you go in. Amen. You can say amen right there, as the brother said. And Brother Sammy said, the only thing that goes with that is a good amen. And I'll guarantee you that's the truth, brother. If you look here in verse number 2, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Brother, for a few moments in the Word of God, I remember your love as a bride. I remember your love as a bride. Here God is speaking to Israel. Even just in the days before they go into captivity, just in the days before that they are destroyed, and just in the days before, brother, that Babylon comes in and as a lash from God, as a judgment from God, here is Israel, and God said, I remember your love as a bride. And brother, here's a reality. They had gone away from God, and they had forgotten God. And brother, they were no longer serving God, and they were headed for judgment. And I believe that America is not headed for judgment. I believe we're in judgment. I believe we're headed for more of it, but I believe we're already in it. Amen. Brother, when you see the sodomites, brother, you realize that goes before judgment. And that is in itself a judgment. Amen. When God lets you go your own way. And brother, I can't use that word gay. That word gay is a good word. Amen. The biblical word is sodomite. Amen. Amen. I hate to shout it down after a while, but I tell you, hey, it does me good just to say it whether you believe it or not. Amen. Are you listening? Amen. Brother, it just does me good to preach the Word of God because that's the truth. Amen. And it says here, he said, I remember you. He said, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals. God said, I remember your love. I remember when Israel loved me. I remember when Israel was in love with God and loved the Lord. And brother, he said, I remember that. But he said, it's only a memory now. Amen. It's only a memory. And brother, I realize that this is the interpretation with Israel and an application is made to you and I. But even in the New Testament, Revelation chapter, I believe it's chapter 3 or chapter 2, he said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against you. Because you've left your first love. He didn't say there's no love. He said you've left that burning love. That first love. Amen. And God said to Israel, he said your love is just a faint and a foreign and a memory that's just into my mind. A memory. No, brother. God help us that we've got folks in the pews that in reality their love has just burnt out, brother, and there's no longer that burning love as a bride would have. Amen for a bride's love, brother. I mean, she don't see any defects in that man. Are you listening? That bride's love, that a brother, she's willing to take that guy just like he is, as ugly as he is, and brother, as pitiful as he is, she's willing to come up beside him and take him. Amen. Brother, but a bride's love. And God said to Israel, I remember that love that you had, but it's just a memory now. Where's your love at tonight? Many have traded the love for God. And they love the things of this world, brother. Their love for God's not what it used to be. We've got so many used-to-beers, wannabeers, has-beeners, brother. They can tell you what they used to do. They can tell you all about the old days. But friend, we're not living in those days. We're living in these days, amen. Brother, we need to be making some memories, thank God, and making some times when we can tell others about what God did over there in Maryland, amen, and over there in the church house, over there in the saints of God, what the Lord did, amen. God help us. We need to get back to a first love for the Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, help me. I don't want to have a love. It's just a memory. And it can happen, amen? It happens in marriages, does it not? I mean, they grow apart. They grow cold. Then long as a separation, divorce. And brother, it can happen. Oh, come on now. You know it can happen, friend. It happens too much. Even in the house of God, it happens. It was only a memory. How could Israel not love God in such a time when they're headed into judgment? Preacher, I've wondered if you're ever going to wake up, it's got to be now. I would think. I mean, can we not see what is happening? How can we not wake up? How can we not love Him supremely? God help us to fall in love afresh and anew with the Lord Jesus Christ, brother, and put all other things aside and serve the Lord and do His will and obey God. Brother, first love. Brother, bride's love. As the Word of God said, God help us to fall in love with the Lord Jesus. Where is your love at? Is it just a memory tonight? I want you to notice, number one, love's memory was fragrant. Love's memory was fragrant. Look, if you will, in the Word of God. Now, we'll stick right here in the Word now. So we'll be on the same page, amen. We'll be on the same page. It said in verse 2, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness. I can see there the decision of that love. There was a time when we got born again. Amen. There was a time when we got saved. There was a time when we came to know the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior. And brother, there was a love there. We'd have done anything for God. Amen. Are you listening? Oh, brother, I remember when I got saved, brother. November the 20th, 1977, Sunday morning, God had been dealing with me a year before that, taking all those false confidences and just leaving me so I could repent and trust the Lord Jesus. And one of the first things I wanted to do, as my mama said, in that one horse town, there in Robertsonville, North Carolina, the little old small place, first thing I wanted to do was knock on every door in Robertsonville. And don't tell me how that came in or how. I don't know. I didn't know enough to wait till somebody went with me. You go out two by two. You need to do that. But I'd go out there and I'd knock on it if I had somebody or if I didn't have nobody. And brother, I'd go out and knock on the door. And so I was obligated to say something to them when they came to the door. Didn't know much, but I was willing to go. Amen. And brother knocked on that door. And listen, you say, did you get to all of that little one-horse town? Well, the answer is no, I didn't. Amen. But I'll tell you, hey, friend, we started knocking on there, and some folks got in. Oh, what a blessing. Are you listening tonight? Hey, love's memory was fragrance. There was a decision of that love. The decision here, thou wentest after me in the wilderness. Israel said, we're going to follow God. We can't stand it here in Egypt. We're going to follow the Lord. Amen. You remember when you left Egypt? Amen. Amen. Some of you might be drawing a blank tonight. I don't know. But brother, if you're drawing a blank, you need to get in. You need to get saved. You need to trust Christ. You need to know the Lord. Hey, it's a good place to get in. It's a good time to get in. It's time, amen. Brother, I mean to do something for God, brother. The hour is late. The time is short. And Israel's time was short, brother. And they were headed for judgment. And they were asleep on God, and they were not in love with God, and they had gone away from God. And I want to declare to you, the church, much of the professing church has done the same thing. Yep, I'm afraid so. You know, we're known for a few things down in North Carolina. One is barbecue. Amen. But we go downhill from there. We can split a church over just about anything and shut them down many times. Carnality, friend. Now, I know it hadn't gotten up here yet, but I got a sneaky suspicion it ain't far off. Amen. Huh? We're right with us, ain't you, brother? Amen. Are you listening? Love's decision. Have you made that decision? Have you gone with God? Do you remember when you fell in love with the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, I know we've got a lot of folks that use a Baptist rosary. You know, how many know what a rosary is? Amen. You count the beads and repeat prayers. And we got a lot of folks that want to count heads and repeat prayers. And brother, they never fall in love with the Lord Jesus. They win 100 to the Lord, and you can't find them with the FBI, brother. And I'll tell you, that's not God's way. Amen. And you tell them I said so, and I'll run before I take it back. Amen. Brother, we need to tell them about the Lord. And they repent and get saved, and there's a love for Christ. Amen. I don't believe in this kind of mess. Brother, they get, oh, he got saved. He's just living out in the world. He never did come to church. He never did know God, friend. That's the problem, amen. I had a brother, we went out, he went out with me trying to knock some doors there in Wilson, North Carolina, and the brother showed me his Bible when he was in one of those churches, and he showed it. He said, look, here's a list of names down there, and a list over here, and a list here, and these are all the people I won to the Lord. Until I found out I wasn't doing it the right way. Until I found out, hey, somebody told me you might have a list, but God's got the real list. Are you listening tonight? And that's a fact, brother. Now, I'll tell you another thing. God's got the record of what's what. Amen. I started one day. I said, well, I'll count how many's got saved in our ministry. And then I got down there a few. And then I said, well, I better leave this alone. Amen. Because the Lord's got the record. Amen. And brother, number one, brother, their love's decision, amen. Then I want you to notice not only that, love's devotion. Look what it said. He said, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Then I want you to notice in verse 6, neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. Brother, they didn't ask questions. They said, thank God, we're leaving Egypt, we're following God, and we're just going to follow the Lord. It wasn't long before they murmured and did all kinds of stuff, but I got news for you. They were willing to get out, brother, and wherever it was, they were going to follow the Lord. You remember when you got saved? Amen. Somebody said, oh yeah, I like that. I like that, amen. Oh yes, I remember when I got saved and the difference the Lord makes. I mean, you was willing to get up, give up everything but eating twice a day and praying, amen. You was willing to give up everything. You was willing to give up the television. You just willing to give up, amen, everything that didn't please God. Amen. Are you listening? You just willing, amen. You just willing to give up some stuff, and it didn't bother you. Not like it does now. Amen. Oh, it terrifies us if anybody talks about the television, brother. Have mercy. And what has it done for you? Has it helped you in your spiritual life? You're mighty right. I'd have to say no. I'd have to say not a bit. And even we never did have one, but we got a monitor not too long ago, and I'm not too sure. I'm like Brother Roloff. He said, you remember, Brother Roloff said, I've got two books in my library. He said, I got a Bible and a Strong's Concordance. And he said, I'm ashamed to tell you, I got a Strong's Concordance. And I'm about like, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, brother. I don't know where if I went wrong or not. I'm not sure, but I'll tell you. He said, if you can put your arm around it and say, thank you, God, it's been a blessing to me, then go ahead, amen. And I'm not telling you what to do with it. I don't even worry about that, friend. You wouldn't listen to me anyhow, so I mean, I'm not even worried about that. It'd take God to tell us what to do, does it not? We need to listen to God. Hey, if the preacher's not in the book, you have to follow the book. Amen. You believe that, brother? I believe that. Thank you, brother. We'll get it out after a while. Love's decision. Love's devotion. You're not only willing to give up. Oh, you to give everything up. And brother, just to follow God. And then you willing to go to the meeting down the road. You willing to go to the meeting across town. You willing to go over someone, tell somebody about the Lord. And brother, you would come to church if it was raining, if the sun was shining. And brother, if there was snow on the ground, you'd be willing to come to the house of God. But what happens now? Going to snow next week. Well, I won't be here. Amen. Where are we at tonight? Where's our love at? Oh, that it wouldn't be used to be. Got some activities planned. How many is going to be there? Amen. Are you listening? I'm talking about I remember your love as a bride. That great love they had for God was just a memory now. Look at there, the love's devotion. Then I want you to notice the declaration. He said in verse 3, Israel was holiness unto the Lord. Are you listening? Holiness, brother. Unto the Lord. And he said what? And the first fruits of his increase, all that devour him shall offend, evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. He said, you're not going to mess with Israel. I mean, you're the apple of God's eye. Friend, he has no desire for you to not be in love with him, to you to be cold and indifferent, and brother, your love to be waning and to be cold. That's not God's will, friend. We need revival. And you got a man coming to preach the Word of God. And brother, I'll tell you, this would be good just to start it out. Amen. The best we can. Hallelujah. Love's memory was fragrant. And I'll guarantee you it is to God as well when you and I are in love with Him. Friend, because of a salvation in the Lord Jesus, we love Him. We serve Him because of love. Willing to go, it didn't matter where. Missionary come by, headed to who knows where. You was wanting to go with him, amen. But now what happens? Now what happens? God help us. Now I'm not saying you there. I'm just saying, friend, there's some there. You can believe it or not. Hey, it don't matter you're here Sunday night. You can believe it or not. Some people go through the motions. They're not all in. I want you to notice love's memory was fragrant. Then I want you to notice number two, love's fidelity was broken. Look, if you will, in verse, and I guess for time's sake, we'll just read verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. And the church during the 70s, 80s, and 90s tried, I guess, every plan of Dr. Dufunny and Dr. So-and-so. We got to put that plan into action. No, we just got to follow the good Word of God. Are you tired, as I am, preacher, of following men, having people tell you, we need to do this, and you need to do it Dr. So-and-so's way? Friend, I hate that anymore. I'm sorry, but I just despise some man coming up with a plan and saying, you need to get, and nothing wrong with buses. Buses are fine. But I'm telling you, friend, everybody wants to go to Howell's way and this way and that way. I just want to go God's way. I'm tired of following men. Amen. I'm not doing it, but I'm telling you, I'm tired of seeing it, hearing it. Amen. That's just the way I feel, brother. So I feel better now getting it off my chest. Amen. So, brother, hearing the Word of God, what am I saying? Hey, love's fidelity was broken. And a lot of time in God's people, we don't love Him like we sing, oh, how I love Jesus. I like what the sister's saying. Love found a way. I love that. I think I'm hearing it just recently now. Love found a way. You know, we love Him because He first loved us. Amen. Oh, yes. The love of God to you and I, friend, was great. But our love so many times is faltering and failing and fumbling. Mine. Is faltering and failing and fumbling. And I don't want that. I want that burning desire. Yeah, brother, whatever the will of God is, I want to sign up, don't you? Well, like one brother said, we just need a clean sheet of paper. Put your name down at the bottom and just say, Lord, you fill in all the details. I'm willing. You just fill it all in. I'm willing. And all that we love God and be willing to do His will. Maybe God's calling somebody. Maybe God's raising somebody up. Just go on with God. Amen. Just don't look to the right or to the left. You just follow the Lord. You just follow God, brother. Follow God. Oh, we need some folks just in love with the Lord. Love's fidelity was broken. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5 says covetousness is as idolatry. We don't have idols set up in our homes. But if we're going after the almighty dollar and we're putting all those other things before God, friend, we've made an idol. He said, you cannot serve God and mammon. And that's as rich as if it was a god. How's our love tonight? That God would help us. And I know that we could all come forward and we all need to get closer to God. But there's some tonight that you know your heart's not in it. There's a time when you'd have done anything, but it's no longer the case. You'll do about anything to get out of the work of God. You're more out than in, friend. I want to tell you, oh, you're in a dangerous place. We're headed for judgment, and it's time to serve God. Choose you this day whom you'll serve. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Oh, that God would give you a conviction and a love again like you used to have. Now, I don't like catch-all invitations. I have no desire for that. But I'll tell you here, love's fidelity was broken. It was no longer there. Other things had come in. He said, there's two evils committed. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, but then they hewed out cisterns that couldn't hold water. They wanted to go to Egypt and get some help against Babylon. And you and I, we look for our ways, you know. About like that preacher. He preached all week, couldn't get nobody to the altar. I mean, he preached this and he preached that. Finally said, you know, wanting to get somebody to the altar, he said, how many love your mother? Come to the altar. Amen. trying to get it done somehow. You know, we just need to depend on God. I really believe that. Titus chapter number 1, he said, I left you in Crete, thou mightest put in order or set in order the things that are wanting, the things that are lacking there. You put them in order. He didn't say put in some plan, just straighten it out, let God have His way. We need that. Idolatry. Look, if you will, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and this is the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll be through in a few minutes. Lord willing. Lord willing. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. That's Paul. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as what? A chaste virgin to Christ. He said, when you meet the Lord, I want you to have been faithful to Him, loving Him, serving Him. I want you to have been faithful to Him. He said, I've espoused you, you've been saved, you've trusted Christ. But you go meet Him one day. But look what He said, verse 2-3. But I fear, lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, or if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with it. And brother, you tell me, the church hasn't done some of those things. I'm not saying you, but the church has. Amen. The church has accepted other gospels. Church as Christendom. There are many gospels in Christendom. The Mormon gospel, the JW gospel, can't even call that a gospel. Can't even call any of it. Because there's no peace in a false gospel. There's no peace in the world, and there's no peace in a false gospel, brother. And all some of those that have been genuinely born again have been led astray by the charismatic crowd. Are you listening? You know it's the truth. They've been led astray. Hey, by the liberal crowd. They've been led astray by the worldly crowd. That's right. And that's the truth. Love's fidelity was broken in Israel. And the Lord told the church there in Ephesus, you've left your first love. He didn't leave us. But we have a tendency to leave the Lord. Where are you at tonight? Are you closer than when you got in? Are you going on with God, forward with God? Love's fidelity was broken. And then I want you to notice this. Last of all, love's recovery was urgent. There was an urgent need, and I think there's an urgent need in this hour, of the fundamental Bible-believing Baptist church to come back to the fundamentals of the Word of God, the fundamentals of preaching above singing. Are you listening? I mean, I know I'm just a missionary passing by, just going on. But I still got to preach and give account of what I say. We need to get back to the supremacy of preaching of the Word of God. We need to get back to old family fashion family altar where we call the family in and sit them down and give them the Word of God. Are you listening? You're telling me that we're all in love with the Lord Jesus Christ like we ought to? And I'll tell you we're not. And like I said, I'll run before I take it back. Hey, are we all where we need? No, sir, brother. We let things slide. The discernment we ought to have about separation from the religious world. That religious world wants to call us to their, you know, their feast, and they want to call us to their parties, and they want to call us to their gatherings, and all this kind of have an ecumenical movement, ecumenical relation, you know, with folks that they don't honor our Lord Jesus Christ. God help us. Have a love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Love's recovery was urgent. It was urgent. Look what it says here. Look if you will. In verse, let's just read. Let's get chapter 3, verse 1. They say, if a man put away his wife and go from her, and she go from him, and become another man, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers. Yet, return again unto me, saith the Lord. It was urgent for Israel to come back to God. It was urgent. Look, if you will, in chapter 4. In chapter 4. Verse 1, if thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me, and if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. They still could have been spared judgment. They could have been spared. In verse 13 of chapter 3, only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, unto the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I'll take you one of a city, two of a family, and I'll bring you to Zion. Thank God for a faithful God. And brother, he's faithful to you and I, whether we are or not. If we truly or know him truly born again, I remember your love as a bride. And I feel like I need to be the first one on the altar and be honest with you. I want to love the Lord Jesus Christ. I want there to be no doubt with anyone and everyone. And I don't want the works that we've done before to be more than what we're doing now. I want to be faithful to the Lord. And I fail Him even then. But maybe there's one that said, I haven't been doing. I know that I've been crossways with God. And I'm not right. I need that love that I used to have. I need been backsliding, sliding away from the things of God, not coming to. I don't know what your need is tonight. And I don't know where you're at. And I know that it could be catch-all, and I don't mean it for any of that. No emotion, no catch-all. But friend, if 3 weeks from now somebody's outside of the Church of God and they went out and said, I'm through with it, I'm throwing in the towel, then they didn't hear this message tonight. And maybe many others as well. I'm sure that's the truth. God help you. If you're thinking about, hey, time to move, that ain't time. It's time to get in. And it's time to be planted in the house of God.